I'm pleased to welcome to the studio today Mike Foers, who is chairman of Probus Club of St Albans. Now, Mike, many people would probably say, what is that?
It's a club that was formed originally for retired professional and businessmen, but now its remit is much wider so that it looks at people who are retired or semi-retired or about to retire. And it's intended to bridge the gap between having lots of contacts when you're working and then suddenly find that, like a tap being turned off, you are no longer in contact with people of a like mind to those that you've been associating with for many years.
And that's quite a significant thing, is it? For many people, when they do retire, they do find themselves that their reason for living, as it were, they used to get up and go to work every day, at least 5 days a week. And that goes, and it can be quite isolating, can't it?
It can, particularly in an area like St Albans, where a large number of people commute into London, and so they never get the opportunity to develop a network of friends, particularly if they've moved to the area with their work in later life and have not been able to use the opportunity to build up relationships when your children are attending school and you're going along with them.
Pro, it stands for professional, buzz, biz, B-U-S, is the beginning of the word business.
That's right.
So that was the origin of it.
The origin's a little bit before that. In 1965, the Rotary Club in Welwyn Garden City felt that as its membership was getting older, many of them couldn't keep pace with the demands of weekly attendance, perpetual fundraising. So they decided that for the older members of the club, they would set up an informal luncheon club that would meet less frequently and would be free of any of the obligations that were associated with Rotary. They called themselves the Campus Club. It was such a success that Rotary International circulated all the Rotary Club, certainly in the UK, suggesting that other clubs might follow suit and set up similar informal luncheon clubs. The first club to do that was in Caterham, and there they coined the phrase Probus, first three letters of professional, first three letters business, Probus Club, and that was the birth of Probus. And the Campus Club, although it still retained its original Campus Club, I think, it's now the Probus Club of Welwyn Garden City Campus.
So you're born out of Rotary, which is, of course, much more widely known as a name. Remind me, is that for people who are still working?
Rotary was founded by two businessmen who found that they could pass business to each other, and eventually it developed in America. And so it was intended for middle managers, senior managers, so that it became an interchange of business ideas, business connections. But then as people got older, they stayed on in Rotary, and that's how it continued.
And therefore Probus comes in. What sort of age range?
Most of our members, I would think, start from 60, and I think our eldest member is 95. We are trying to appeal to more younger people, people I mentioned earlier, just retired or semi-retired, and are looking for something to fill the gap.
So it's a club. What do you do in the club?
We have lunch. It's a luncheon club primarily.
How often?
But we meet once a month, and after most lunches, we have a speaker. Sometimes it may be one of the members who will give a talk about a holiday or something to do with their profession. But by and large, we invite people to come and talk to us on a very wide range of subjects. The last talk was by a man from Welwyn Garden City who had been approached with the idea of raising funds to adopt a school child in Kenya. He'd become so involved in it, he's now set up a charity, and the purpose of it is to sponsor a child through school. The speaker we had before that gave us a talk about Charles I, Pepys, the fire of London and the plague, the interaction between the two. We've had policemen come to tell us about some of the humorous incidents that they encounter during their working life.
And you always have a speaker of some sort at your lunch?
Except when we have perhaps a special lunch or at the annual general meeting.
you're fortunate to be in an area where there are lots of people with specific knowledge.
And being near to London is an advantage. One speaker we had came from North London and he'd been a theatrical agent and one of his stable had been the late Tommy Cooper. So he was able to give us an insight into what many people regard as one of the most funny men that we've had in this country.
Where do you meet for lunch?
We meet at Verulam Golf Club. We're not associated to the golf club, but when we have 60-odd members, so the potential of 60 people turning up for lunch, it needs somewhere that can accommodate us, and there aren't many places in St Albans that can do that.
Sure. You pay for the lunch, is that
yes,
how it works?
Yes, we have an annual subscription. It's a small amount, it's only £20, and then we pay for our lunches.
What else do you do apart from meet for lunch? I mean, that's obviously a key thing because you're a club. You're trying to bring
yes.
people together who otherwise might be isolated. We don't know.
We've got a very active, we call it an events committee. And the members on that committee each have responsibility for some different aspect. We've got one gentleman who organises a monthly ramble. These are usually about 2.5-3 miles circular so that we can park our cars in a convenient place. And when we return to our cars, it's not too far to a local pub to have a meal. We have another man who organises regular visits to the theatre or to the opera. We're regular visitors to Milton Keynes, to the Glyndebourne and Welsh National Opera when they visit. And in fact, next month there will be a busload of people going to see Don Giovanni. We've got a computer forum. One or two people, members of the club, spent their working lives dealing with computers of various kinds. And so they hold a session where other members can go along with problems, try and get them sorted out, and learn how to make full use of their home computers. Only last week, there was a visit to see Aladdin at the Brick Lane Theatre in London. Aladdin may seem as an unusual topic for a busload of geriatrics, but it was an adult version of Aladdin, and it was well enjoyed by everyone who went. We try to engage all our members. Some of them are disabled, not as mobile as they would wish to be, but we try to keep in touch with them and involve them in all our activities. We offer to those who are seriously unwell, we make them honorary members, but we keep in touch with them. They get notified of all the events that we're putting on, and we have a newsletter which we send out to all of them and to the partners of any members who have passed on.
Okay, so apart from the lunches, and you've described the activities, you go out to various places, do you have any other activities during
yes.
the year?
Yes, we do. We have a coffee morning each month. It's on the second Thursday of the month. Our lunches are on the last Thursday of each month. But it would be remiss of me not to mention that we do have an annual holiday. This year, it will be to Suffolk in May. Last year, it was to Bristol. The year before, it was to Ironbridge. So they're always to places of interest.
How's that organised? When you take a coach?
We've a member who has a contact with a coach company who see to all the logistics of the holiday. All that we have to do is to fill the coach.
And you've got 60 plus members.
We've got 60 plus members.
And
we usually have a coach that holds about 50, 56, and it's usually full. Each day during the holiday, there are trips out to places of interest. We also have an affiliation to the Royal Horticultural Society, so we take advantage of that membership by visiting the RHS gardens at Wisley and Hyde Hall, and if we're up in Yorkshire, it would be to Harlow Carr, places like that.
But as you say, retirement is increasingly a sort of a 30-year stint. And that's a long time for people to stay retired. I mean, we don't work much more than that. No,
it is. I can't speak for other clubs, but the demographic of our club is at very top end of the age range. We desperately need to be able to attract younger people. By younger, I mean the ones who've just retired or are about to retire. Yeah. Or semi-retired.
So you can only do this by trying to spread the word around. I mean, you go to the relevant events and wave the flag.
Yes, we just had an article published in the Marshallswick magazine. We're hoping to get more coverage in some of the local magazines as well as perhaps a little wider.
So you're keen to encourage the new retirees to get in touch.
We have just started a campaign. The article in the Marshall's Week magazine was published this month. I wrote to Hertfordshire Life and that letter went in this month. You've kindly agreed to record this broadcast. We're then looking to distribute posters to churches, supermarkets, such like. And eventually, I hope that we shall get round to getting in touch with companies. We did try a similar exercise about 4 years ago. What we're trying to do this time is to sort of drip feed all the various bits of information so that instead of having a short, sharp campaign, this is something that will continue now for a few months.
Of course, that's what all charities and voluntary groups are trying to do, because it is a problem. There's so many organisations, so many distractions, and I've spoken with many people running different groups of all sorts. The frustration is that people still don't know they exist.
Rotary is well established. It's over 100 years old, and because of the work that it does in the community with fundraising, it's often in the public eye. But Probus is not as outgoing as perhaps it should be, so it's very difficult for us to get any direct publicity. If we were involved with fundraising, making donations to charities, the press might be interested, but it's difficult for us to get any publicity.
When it was started, which for St Albans was in the
1984. Yes.
Okay. And before that was the Well-In, which kicked it off. It was very much seen as an organisation for men. Let's face it, 50s, 60s, the majority of people in companies were still male rather than mixed.
That was the climate then. Right. Men were the prime movers in businesses. Rotary was created at a time when women weren't in employment. So it was a men only then. And it's something that is more historical than anything else.
That's right.
And so when Probus was started in 1965, it was established by a Rotary Club that was all men, from an organisation that was still all men. It was only until the early 1990s, I think, that Rotary was challenged by ladies and they won admittance to Rotary Clubs. So the earliest start of ladies in Probus would have been from a similar date, the 1990s. Our club had been established in 1985, so it was then a men-only club. In fact, our newsletter still has as its heading, or it did have as its heading, St Albans Probus Club for Men.
Times are changing.
Lots of the members joined it when it was a men-only club. There are ladies' clubs. We have a ladies' club that's attached to us. It's not a full Probus club. They have lunches, but only quarterly. They have speakers. And when approached, they said the last thing that they wanted to do was to join with the men. Harpenden has a fully-fledged ladies-only club. They didn't want to join with the men, so they started their own Probus club. So ladies are in Probus.
One can appreciate that. And there is a very well-known international organisation, Sir Optimist International, which is, again, is only women. I mean, that's a very well-established parallel. And I can understand why the genders like to keep apart sometimes. Do you think there will become a time when at least some of the meetings will be mixed?
I think it's inevitable that eventually there will. As younger people come in, they don't have the hang-up of the older ones who like being a men-only club. They're used to working along with colleagues who are ladies, which is something that the older generation perhaps didn't have.
The younger generations are not even aware of the issues that us oldies grapple with.
That's right.
But I mean, you know, at the last count, there's something like 1.2 million companies are run by women in this country.
Yes.
You don't have a central organisation that tells you what to do. No. You're independent.
We're independent, totally independent. We can get guidance from a Probus association, but that central body simply issues news of in a magazine, news of local clubs. It doesn't control in any way the activities. It will give guidance and it will supply all the badges and stationery if needed to help to publicise Probus.
So it's a club for men with women associated.
It's a club for retired professional and business people. And how clubs organise their meetings is up to them. We choose, many others do, to have a lunch followed by a speaker. Some clubs, their activities cease there. We don't get involved in fundraising. Other clubs do. It's left entirely at the discretion of the membership. And as chairman, all I do is sit and organise the lunches and carry out the instructions of a committee.
And you very much would welcome new retirees to come and
bring in some fresh blood, yes.
Mike, thank you very much. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Now, if you'd like to find out more about Probus, you're thinking perhaps you've retired or you're about to retire and you might want to join them locally in St Albans or indeed in Harpenden. There's a Probus Club in Harpenden as well. The website for the St Albans Probus Club, which will get you into the system, as it were, wherever you're living, is probusclubofstalbans.co.uk. Now, that's all one word. Remember, Probus is P-R-O-B-U-S. So it's probusclubofstalbans.co.uk. And there's a telephone number there for the membership secretary if you want to ring. That's 01727 854266. 01727 854266. And if you're interested in Probus clubs in other areas, such as Harpenden or even slightly further afield, then just go searching through Google under Probus and you'll find them.